On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And at 20 to 11, we throw the reins into the hands of Chris Barsby. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. We are just over a week away from the Inter-Dominion Series taking place in Auckland, the North Island of New Zealand. That series officially gets underway on Friday week. We can't wait for it, and there's going to be a lot of Australian interest with runners coming from the east coast of Australia, Queensland, New South Wales and also Victoria. So that gets underway at Alexandra Park on Friday week, and there's been a big development as far as the pacing series is concerned, because the early favourite is now out. We're talking about Spank'em, the reigning Miracle Mile star, the reigning New Zealand Horse of the Year. He has officially been withdrawn, and that really throws this series into a little bit of chaos. To talk more about it, the man that broke the story from the New Zealand Herald and New Zealand Trackside is Mick Guerin. He's online with us now. Mick, good morning. This is a big, big story.
Morning, Chris. It is. Hi to you, to Sean, and to all your listeners around New South Wales. Look, it is, and it probably could have been bigger because he went so close to winning the New Zealand Cup last week. He was beaten in neck, was Spank'em, and as you said, Miracle Mile champion. Found to have a fetlock issue and x-rayed on Monday night. So Natalie Rasmussen and Mark Thurden have pulled him out of the series, but also the summer. He is gone. He's out of the Auckland Cup, the Miracle Mile, the Hunter Cup, all those races, which with his gate speed, he would have been close to favourite four. That news has come out in a transitional week for harness racing, a week where the likes of Cruz Bromac and Chase Auckland have started to come to form, and they've started to emerge past horses like the Fixer. And then the big news is, obviously, there's eight Australian pacers coming for the series. Now, had they held this series at Alexandra Park 3 years ago, you wouldn't have got two, because the latter sort of scared them all away. It was very much like the Winx days and the Cox Plate. People don't want to race them. But Chris, because you've now got no discernible champion in New Zealand harness racing, and the Purdon Rasmussen horses, while powerful, aren't scary powerful like Lazarus, the Australians are rolling the dice, as Australians are wont to do. They are turning up en masse, and all of a sudden, we have almost an even series. If you divided the market in half for the top 16, probably 10 of them would be New Zealanders, and six would be Australians. And I think that's a really good thing for the series.
There's no doubt about that, but there's a lot to, you know, talk about in that respect, because the Spank'em news follows on from the self-assured news, and when you're looking at the tab market right now, all stars who have Spank'em, they have self-assured, they've still got four of the top five in the market with tab, the only exception being the last start of Victoria Cup winner, Bling It On.
No, I think it's false. I think that market's false, and to be honest, I find harness racing markets aren't very well put together. I'll be completely honest with you, Chris, and this is meant with no arrogance. I tweak stuff out in my closed markets for a day. The bookies don't really have much of a clue. So, without being rude, the biggest determinant to some of these markets is what I'm putting on Twitter by just asking people questions. There seems, because there's no harness racing media, there's no discernible harness racing bunch of journalists who write anymore, the lack of information is staggering. There's horses left in markets a month after they've broken down. So, that's why I don't bet into these markets, apart from the fact that I can't get on, because sometimes there's horses who are going to series who aren't even in the market. Like Colt 31's better than half those Purdon Rasmussen horses. Try telling me Colt 31's not better than Ashley Lowcaz or another masterpiece. So, you know, he's a very good horse and he can win the series. So can Bling It On. I expect dramatic improvement from San Carlo, who's going to be staying with Barry Purdon, and I think he'll get some of the polish put on him over there. I think it's a very, very open series. And while we can make the case that maybe a Cruz Bromac might deserve to be the favourite, I'll tell you something now, Chris, which I'm going to tell to the listeners at home, and this is going to be the most crucial thing they hear about harness racing betting ever, but particularly for this carnival. Here's a list of races for you. Miracle Mile, Hunter Cup, Inter Dominion, New Zealand Cup, New Zealand Free For All, Victoria Cup, Ashburton Flying Stakes, Kai Tura Stakes, Hanamura Omaru, Canterbury Park Classic. Every single one of those races in the last year, every single feature race that matters has been won by the horse in the marker picks. All of them. So if you're going to have any bet at this Inter-Dominion Series, if you're going to have any bet in harness racing anywhere in Australasia, in a big race in the next year, if your horse isn't going to be on the marker picks, which tends to be gate speed centric, don't back it. because all the major races at the moment, different in the Lazarus days. Lazarus could win Sitting Park. He won an Inter-Dominion Sitting Park. He won a Hunter Cup Sitting Park. These horses are so even, the horses on the market peg win because the other horses can't afford to give them 2, 4, or 6 lengths, which is what you do when you're in the running line. That list is virtually every major race in Australasia since last year's New Zealand Cup, won by the Fixer, and all those races have been won by the horses on the market pegs. That's the single most important conversation you can have heading into the Inter-Dominions at Alexandra Park in 9 days.
So how big a role will Alexandra Park play, you know, as far as this track is concerned? We know it goes the opposite way. It's very different to every other track. It's like the Bermuda Triangle in many ways. So how big an obstacle will this track be for, in particular, a lot of the Aussies?
Nah, doesn't matter. Good trainers, it's not an issue. We had On the Mighty Quinn come here, didn't affect him, didn't affect Smoking Up, didn't affect Mr. Feelgood. Last Inter Dominion, they trifected the race. Blacks of Fate came here, didn't bother him. So, yeah, it won't affect the good trainers. What affects trainers far more than Alexandra Park, and it affects the trotters slightly more because of the shoeing, but doesn't affect the pacing trainers at all. What affects horses when they travel, Chris, is trainers who can't travel. They make mistakes as their first time. It's in both codes. The good trainers, the Murray Baker, Andrew Forsmans, the Mark Purdens, they can travel horses anywhere and get results. Those who can't do it don't do it because they don't do it enough. Overfeeding, you know, overworking, new tracks, you know, new training regimes are far more important than Alexandra Park, and that's been proven over an enormously long period of time. Horses like Lombo La Fifi, La Cucaracha turned up at Alexandra Park and won. The good trainers get away with it. One of the biggest mistakes other trainers make is small-time trainers going somewhere for the first time. If I had a horse going to the Inter-Dominions and I'd never been to Auckland, I would have done a reconnaissance trip 3 months ago. Mark Purden did it 3.5 years ago. He took Chase the Dream to a WA Derby so he could do a reconnaissance trip, went back and won the Inter-Dominions of Smolder and Lazarus in the next 18 months. That's what it comes down to. And anybody who blames the track, well, seriously, gallopers do it all the time. That's not that big a deal.
Okay. All right. Are we going to get 2 or 3 heats per night?
I think 2 pacing heats, potentially 3 trotting heats. It's scheduled the other way, but I think it'll be 2 pacing heats. I think there's about 24, 25, 26 in the pacing series at the moment, and they could run 2 of 12. If they got to 27, they might run 3 of 9, but I think they'll go 2 pacing heats of 12 and 2 trotting heats of 12. If they got to 27 for the trotters, again, they could go 3 heats of 9. And some people might not like those numbers, but what we're having this year is what we haven't had recently, which is a lot of depth, because there's lots of Australians, because there's, you know, there's people like Robert Dunn has 2 horses in there, Barry Purden has 3, Steve Telfer has 3. A lot of people forget, we had the Perth Inter Dominions, and they were enormously good fun. I loved going. It was great fun. But we had $1.40 favourites in almost all the races, because the tail's so long, because the horses on the ground, the support horses are so poor in Perth. Whereas when you take a series to somewhere like Auckland, the support horses are better. The support horses, the horses who can't win the series but are going to be racing in the series, are horses like Mark Shard, Star Galleria, Solid Gold, you know, who would go to Perth and be the best horse there. So there'll be some people, particularly Australians, who don't like the fact that the series might be smaller, but the depth is so much better because the New Zealand horses are so much better than the Australian horses.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we can't wait for this series. It starts officially Friday week at Alexandra Park. Mick Guerin from the New Zealand Herald and Trackside. Looking forward to the coverage. You've been providing so much over the last, you know, month already, and it's only going to intensify over the next couple of weeks.
Chris, it's a real pleasure. It's great to be part of. And any time anybody needs some radio help, we're keen to get the information out there because it's the same old battle. It's us against the bookies.
Yep, absolutely. There's Mick Guerin from New Zealand joining us. So we'll have more on the Inter-Dominion over the next couple of weeks. And as I said, the series starts officially on Friday week. We've got Harness Racing tonight at Newcastle. It's a strong program there coming through. There's 9 races in total, and action gets underway at 6:43. So we look forward to that card of racing from Newcastle International Raceway tonight. That is On the Pace for this Wednesday morning. Plenty more coming up tomorrow with On the Pace.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.